Hey, I'm Nick Anderer, executive chef of Maialino Restaurant in New York City, and I listen to Heritage Radio Network.
Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
Today's program was brought to you by Whole Foods Market. For more information, visit WholeFoodsMarket.com.
I guess we're doing station IDs now.
Yeah, why not?
No, that's awesome. He was just on the main chorus, right?
Yeah.
That's Patrick Martin's
show. At noon.
That's Jack Inslee, executive producer, Heritage Radio Network. And what was the gentleman's name, the guest at Maialino?
Nick Anderer, executive chef at Maialino.
I hope you went to the Union Square Hospitality Group social people there, production people. You just can't ask people to be on. You got to go through the whole... Oh, we lost the thing there. Okay, station IDs. We got to start doing that. So, ladies, we'll formally introduce you in a second, but I would hope you guys would all do a station ID. Good morning, everyone. This is The Morning After. My name is Jason Kluge. I am host of The Morning After here, live Heritage Radio Network at Roberta's. Special guest tonight and this afternoon, Laura Manick. Am I pronouncing your name properly? That's always been an issue with me.
That's correct.
Okay.
Laura Manick.
There's an A after the I.
Yeah, it sounds like maniac.
Okay. And I'm calling you the CEO of Cork Buzz.
That's correct.
Okay. And we also have a special guest host, Matthew Bourgeois, who is in charge of our, and unfortunately I got your name right because I've known you for many years, but you're sort of in charge of our social media today and oversee the social media for The Morning After. Say hello, Matthew Bourgeois.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here.
Pam Stubbs.
Hello.
COO of Tertulia. I feel like we're at the G20 here today. Like I got to give everyone these huge titles of Tertulia. And you guys were nominated for some James Beard Awards.
We are. We are nominated for Best New Restaurant this year.
And I'm not an official vote, but I'm kind of thinking about you guys winning, and I think that might have a lot of good, you know, the Oprah energy to like kind of win.
Yeah, we'll take it. I'll put it out in the universe.
I'm putting it out.
Take it all.
Yeah, Cork Buzz vote.
Yeah.
Thank
Cork
you.
Cork Buzz. Thank you, everyone here in studio. So if you hear their voices, now you can make some kind of identification. I just wanted to talk briefly about some things that are going on here in the restaurant world. This is my favorite time of year. Sort of spring has entered into the world, and we're entered to May. Now, May hosts our Oscars. Our Oscars here in the food industry are the James Beard Awards. James Beard. Actually, Arthur Schwartz next week is going to be on the show. His first apartment, James Beard got him in New York City. And I think Arthur Schwartz next week can kind of give us a little bit of a formal bio about who James Beard is. But this is sort of when we acknowledge the top professionals in the U.S. particularly. And, you know, and there's a ton of other awards that come through the James Beard. Sort of like when you watch the Oscars and there's that one guy that comes out and he says, oh, yeah, yesterday we awarded... You know, these other things that went on, like cookbooks and TV shows, and there's just so much stuff. Dick Clark, Matt, do you know about this whole Dick Clark thing?
Yeah, Dick Clark passed away this year.
Yeah, you know, I don't appreciate you making fun of his stroke.
I never made fun of him.
Okay, that was me, but that was me checking into you. But you're doing the social media today, Googa Mooga. Are we sort of doing at what do
yeah.
I say? So if I say
hashtag the morning after.
No. But you have this bit thing now. What is our bit thing?
Oh,
for the show?
Bitly. That's our. Yeah. It's a link shortener. Is
okay.
What it is.
So what is it? Bitly.com.
HTTP /// bitly. /TMA.
Wait. Okay, wait, no.
It's too much. Just go to our Twitter feed.
But Bitly is something that you do to get people
to... It's a link shortener, yeah.
Okay. It was what is the link shortener for The Morning After, please? S'il vous plaît.
After Bitly, just /TMA_JC.
Okay. All right. I just want to know. And then
it makes things a lot easier for
okay.
us.
And we're doing the Googa Mooga stuff because we're going to be actually...
We're very excited about that.
Jack, how are we looking with all that stuff? I know we kind of were in negotiations with them.
Yeah.
Negotiations have been intense. No, you're going to be there. I think
yes,
we're
it's confirmed. Okay, so
right,
we're there.
It's confirmed.
Jesse Kiefer, myself, yours truly, Jason Colucci. Actually, Cork Buzz will be. All of our friends are going to be there. This is sort of like what you know Woodstock was intended to be.
Right. Exactly.
But in Brooklyn.
Well, yes, it should have been in Brooklyn. And
less
it's
drugs,
at Press.
So.
Well, officially or unofficially, however you want to view it, but it's going to be in Prospect Park. I live right down the block from there, so I'm super excited. And we have the idea where we're kind of what our booth, our tent will look like. We don't want to let anyone know too far, but think Ralph Macchio. That's all I want to say.
Great reference.
So that is all ready to go. That's in May. So May's a very busy month for our show. Matt, what I have to tell, can I come clean to you about our friendship?
Yeah, of course.
All right, I have to tell you something I've never told you before. You've been my best friend for about 10 years.
Yeah.
I've officially taken the mayorship from you here at Heritage Radio.
Well, I took it from Jack. I was
so
proud of myself.
Jack, you should. Why do you not have it by 1,000?
Come on, Jack. This is just.
I slipped off about a year and a half ago. I don't know
Jump
what to say.
we're actually open. We opened the phones today for people to call in and kind of like talk about stuff that's going on in the food world. So, you know. Sometimes people call into the show and like we're not set up, like we don't have an official say 5 to 10 minutes sort of, hey Jason, I'm cooking prime rib, do I leave it at 300 degrees this time? Not that I would necessarily be able to accommodate that question perfectly, but people call in randomly all the time to our network. Hey, what's up, my boy Will? Hey Will, come into the studio, man, what's going on?
Hey, don't forget, Google Movie wants to let you know that if you go to their Facebook page, they're giving away some tickets.
Alright, well
thanks Matt.
They wanted to let the.
All right, no. Matt, I'm not harassing you here. So Google Maga. So wait, can we click on that?
It said let the Jason Colucci listeners know.
No, okay. So if you go on Google Maga, you get free tickets.
Yeah, well, go through our Twitter page, find the.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say thank you to that. Do we have the phones open there, Kiefer? What's going on over there? Do we ready to go on some phone calls?
We just opened the lines.
We opened the lines, okay.
Yep, so
great. Oh, so what? So there's phone traffic. We might want to get that T1 line. No, Matt, you need those. Will is here. Matt, you are sort of our co-host today. Will's here hanging out. Will, you could share the microphone there. No. You can share the mic. I mean, there's no official call-ins yet. Here we are. Cork Buzz?
That's me.
So before we get in our formal interview, where you guys are going to be at Google Muga or what?
They are. We're hosting, powering a speed tasting. It's going to be about 60 wines that you have to get through in about an hour.
Now, who is the gentleman that was leaving Mike and Judy's show that you said hello to?
Oh, that was...
Is he a grower? Is he a...
He owns a wine shop called Jean-Luc Ledoux.
And is that...
It's in Manhattan. It's awesome. He's a really famous sommelier.
Now, can I say how proud I am that we are both our tri-state area people, or your borough people, if you will, and how successful we are. I would say you're extremely successful at being the youngest master sommelier ever in the history of... I mean, can you talk about that for a second?
It was that I was the youngest up until about a year ago, but I'm...
We have to... Wait. Who do we have to take out?
No, but I'm still the youngest master sommelier that's a female, and I'm one of 18 master sommelier females in the world. So, still a big title. Who cares about age?
Wait a second. Oh, the booth is there. They're yelling at me over here. We have a call in. Can we patch them through?
You're on the air.
Hello, who are you?
Hello.
Hello, hi. This is Jason Colucci, host of The Morning After. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Estelle Rosemary Van Buren. I'm calling from Queens, New York. My grandson is a very big fan of the show, and
wait, I'm sorry. Can you slow down for 1 second? What was your name again, so I could have a reference?
Estelle Rosemary Van Buren.
Can I call two words?
Van like the car that's bigger than a car, and Buren like the president.
Okay,
so
sorry, Estelle.
My grandson.
I'm sorry.
Is listening.
Okay, your grandson. I'm sorry, Estelle. Yeah, go on. I'm sorry. Go on.
My grandson loves your program. He listens to it every week.
Thank you.
And he told me that it was a restaurant-themed affair. And I wanted to call to air a slight grievance that I have about a restaurant experience I had recently.
Okay, so wait. So you went somewhere you ate somewhere recently and you were upset about it. Okay, great.
That's
well, I will say this. I will defend my friends. If you went to a restaurant that I know the normal service. So, okay, I will leave it open. Please, Estelle. Embellish here.
So, in 1961, I was at Tavern on the Green with Mel Torme. I had a gin fizz and a chicken fried steak, and I tell you, as true as the day is long, it tasted like a hockey puck. It broke three of my incisors, and I did not have dental insurance at the time.
Estelle, can I cut you off for 1 second? I'm sorry. I thought this was like a recent experience. This is something at Tavern on the Green. Tavern on the Green, I know, is closed now, and there's like a bidding war. I'd love to help you out, but I don't think I can kind of accommodate you at all in this department because the restaurant is closed at this point in time.
Well, sweetheart, I don't need you to tickle me and tell me I'm pretty. I just wanted to share my experience. I thought it might be a valuable story for you to have. Now, I don't know how old you are, and I don't want to assume. But when you get to my age, 1961 is fairly recent, okay? So,
Fair enough.
I've been doing Meals on Wheels and canned beans since the Reagan administration.
Okay, no, fair enough. Sorry, I don't mean any disrespect. I have, you know, a lot of family members that grew up around that time that I have a lot of respect for. But can you kind of maybe talk about a recent, you grew up in Queens. Can you talk about like a recent thing that I can kind of relate to? I know Warner Leroy started the whole, you know, Maxwell Plums, that whole thing. Something I can kind of relate to a little bit that I can communicate with you because I can't talk about brunch at, you know, whatever you're talking about.
I don't know who that is, but I will tell you this. Kikis Frappe Shop on Steinway. I have a nephew who lives in Astoria. The best frappe I've had in my life. If you want to talk about New York cuisine, I don't know why people aren't writing articles on this place. The toilet is broken, and you have to knock three times to get in. But I'm telling you, I don't know what they put in that stuff, but it's magical.
And this is a frappe?
This is a frappe.
I drink kind of like a red eye. Frappe, that's not the chocolate. That's mochaccino. Frappe is what? What is that? Will, you're here. You're like a master.
Is that shaved ice?
It's icy. It's delicious. And it gives you the kick you need to get through the third consecutive episode of the Lawrence Welk Show. Because for me, I normally just do prune juice and Tang. But as you know, that's not caffeinated. A frappe, which has been carefully crafted by a very attractive Greek man, if I may say so myself. Tastes delicious, and it gives you a little zhuzhu.
Well, thank you. Please, I'd love to have you in studio sometime. I have to cut you off because we have a book show. Thank you very much for your time. Let's take a break.
Sweetheart, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much. Let's take a break. I want to come back and talk.
Okay, hugs and kisses.
Bye. Thank you, Estelle.
Market is a proud sponsor of Heritage Radio Network and Stone Barn Center's annual Sheep Shearing Festival, held on their grounds in Westchester County on April 28th. For more information about the day's activities, log on to stonebarncenter.org.
Matt, you know, Matt Bourgeois, our social media guy, you never take a picture with an iPhone, iPad 2. Matt, you should know that. Okay,
that's all I got.
We're back. All right, now let's get serious. We had a I don't know who that call was. That was hysterical. here we are. Let me go into my Charlie Rose voice here and kind of hold on 1 second, Charlie. Let me sort of summon the spirit of Charlie Rose.
Here he is, a restaurateur and CEO of the Union Square Hospitality Group. He opened his first restaurant, Union Square Cafe, in 1985.
Okay, I got some inspiration from Charlie. Okay. Cork Buzz is many things. A wine bar where you can meet up with your best friend, as well as new ones. a wine-centric restaurant where wine lovers, grape growers, sommeliers, chefs, and winemakers come together to share their common enthusiasm for wine. A home base for wine education where you can take recreational classes to help you understand what you like in a wine, as well as a more in-depth classes that can provide you with the knowledge to pursue a professional career in wine. And also, finally, an event space where wine dinners and parties encourage new conversations and relationships, and an amazing menu. Laura Manick, thank you for your time today.
Well done, well done. Thank
okay.
you.
So I think for even restaurant industry people, when they hear about Cork Buzz and stuff, they don't necessarily get confused, but it's a lot of stuff. And I think in a modern business, you need to be a lot of things to make things profitable.
For sure.
Can you talk to me what drove you to originally start this idea?
For sure. Originally, I started off as thinking I was going to create a wine studio, meaning a place where you could take wine classes and flow through the space like a yoga studio. So you pick times that work for you and your schedule. Perhaps down the line, you find teachers that you love and you can relate to, and you just take wine classes with them. And we started looking at spaces, more lofted spaces like you would find in a yoga studio, where we would just host wine classes.
But you don't do like 120 degrees like Bikram.
No, but I do Bikram. I love it.
Okay. Matt, this is not your time.
So originally, we started off as just going to be a wine studio, and halfway through, we talked to a lot of people, and they were asking us this question that is still part of the reason that I have a wine bar, which was, okay, so you just taught me all about Barolo and the great regions of Piedmont in Italy, and now I want to use the knowledge I just gained from you and go and drink a glass of Nebbiolo. So where do I go? Your place is only open for this class. And it really got me thinking, well, yeah, why should I say, thanks for learning, now go find another wine bar to learn, to actually use your knowledge. So that's when it sort of morphed into a place where you could take classes, learn about wine, and then actually drink wine and have your friends join you after.
I love this idea because you're sort of just opening up the knowledge and stuff. And is like Jesse Kiefer, who produces the show, she works at Terroir. And
yes.
Like the one thing I remember when I was a young man working at Tropic Grill was Terroir opened up, and it just created a place for sommeliers to go and hang out after they got off work.
Absolutely.
Do you notice sort of like people pulling themselves, at least maybe during the day, and doing tastings there?
Oh, for sure. We have a lot of wine events, suppliers and producers, distributors that do tastings at our place. And it's great because we're not open for lunch. So it's a perfect place to host a wine tasting for the industry.
All right. So you grew up in Queens?
Queens.
All right. And our last caller was from Queens too. this is a joke. At what point do you sort of enter, you're extremely established in our industry.
Thank you.
At what point does that, you make a conscious decision to become the best or on the top of your class in your life?
I think I've always been an overachiever.
Okay.
And I've always thought about, okay, if there's an industry...
You did show up too early to the interview, so yes.
Just to get a beer. No, I mean, I started my first wine job when I was 21. My grandparents made wine, not for professional reasons, but just for fun in Sicily. And I grew up in this big Italian family where we had Sunday suppers, and every day was as if we owned a restaurant, even though we weren't formerly in the restaurant business. So, I mean, I made espresso for people when I was like 15, 16 years old. So I always wanted to own a restaurant and entertain and that be a part of my life. I took a wine class by accident on Windows on the World in the September.
And that's one of the original, you talk about wine education, that wine mm-hmm. class is one of the original wine education realms of...
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I had no idea. The first day I showed up, they were talking about these regions like Pluny Montrachet that, you know, these famous regions in Burgundy that now I know like the back of my hand, but at the time I was scribbling the notes and couldn't even spell them correctly. I still have that book. It's really funny.
I never ask like really obnoxious or pretentious questions about wine, but I will ask this, and
okay.
Will's here to back
Uh-oh.
Me up. The modern interpretation of Nero d'Avola, you said you're Sicilian, of Nero d'Avola compared to what it was before. Is there a differentiation of Nero d'Avola, which is essentially
the rising star of Sicily.
Sicily, yeah. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, for sure. Sicilian wine used to just be bulk produced, you know, massive amounts, not necessarily quality driven. And these days we see smaller producers really focusing on quality. So Nero d'Avola used to be just, you know, gluggably anonymous, if you will. And now it's just really an intense, dark, fig-like, ripe fruit type wine that's really delicious.
And what is the mainstay of a lot of the producers that you deal with now that they're reinventing, we'll say brands, but reinventing grapes? Are there sort of, you know, or late 20s, early 30s people that grew up around food that want to sort of make their bones in a particular in their industries respectively in France and Italy.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of young winemakers, second and third generation, that are just putting their stamp on their family's winery, wine regions.
Your favorite Steve Hansen story?
Oh.
That one won't put you in a style. We'll split. We'll skip that. I just saw that on my notes. But Matthew, you have a guest here today.
Yes, my friend Samantha.
Samantha, say hello.
Hi.
Okay, cool. Samantha's here. We just wanted to establish that. We're establishing the room. We're sort of exploring the grape. There's a little oak in here. Oh, it's a little fruit forward, if you will. We have something in common, other than Sicilian thing. Okay, so before you kill me, I might kill you. You love Maine.
I do.
You're a Mainer, and I love Maine as well. But Matt, is it Casco? Where was
Casco?
Casco
yeah.
Bay.
Sebago.
Sebago Bay. Casco.
You've been to Sebago.
Oh, I'm Mid Coast Maine, and the thing about, I will say this, the thing about radio, especially these podcasts, is not to get too far into anything, because then it becomes we alienate our entire guests. But can you tell me one thing about Maine that you love?
It's my happy place.
It energizes you, mm-hmm. right? Even if you're there for 2 or 3 days. Same here. My particular experience is Rockport, Camden.
Mm-hmm.
Is yours not hiking, but rafting?
Camping, rafting.
Okay.
Every year we've been going for about 10 years. A group of, now it's become about 50 of my friends. We just camp on this lake, rafting, playing beach volleyball. It's drinking wine, having campfires, being goofy. Leapfrog into the water. It's amazing.
It is, and I don't know what's going on. I don't know what I mean. Acadia is a little too commercial for me in the summertime. Call me crazy, but I do like hitting Havana up there. There's a restaurant. It's been, I don't know if they've, have we had them on the show? I'm so like out of it with like our guests at this point. I'm kidding around. Pam.
Yes.
Hello.
I was just going to ask Laura if I could join. She can have 51 of her friends.
That's, yeah. Well, yeah. What's going on?
It sounds fantastic.
Last week in July.
Pull the mic up so you can be a little more comfortable
okay.
here. All
that's
right.
Better.
Jess, let's all take a break. I want to come back. I would love to sort of open up the forum here for everyone talking about Tertulia, talking about wine. Matt, what's going on with our social media? Where are we at? How many tweets have we done since the show started?
Oh, we're tweeting. Everything that comes in, I'm tweeting it right.
We're hashtagging stuff. Oh, yeah. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. The morning after. Oh, we're back. Morning after. Matthew Bourgeois, stop flirting with your guests in studio.
Just talking.
And worry about social media for that. Will, what's up, buddy?
Not much, man.
Will, if know. Anyone doesn't know, Will, what's your last name? I'm sorry. I don't
Piper.
Know. Will Piper is, if anyone goes to Terroir in Tribeca. Sorry, I get my
Terrier.
T's. And has the lovely experience of sitting at the bar. He probably will have one of the most informed, well-approached experiences that you could ever have.
You're too kind.
And we sort of had a business relationship in the beginning. Now we're friends.
That's true.
Thank you for your friendship.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you follow at the Jason Colucci on Twitter?
I exclusively
but you do,
call you.
You do call me by my Twitter name.
He'll walk up to the bar and I'll just be like, the Jason Colucci hashtag at sign.
So I'm extremely proud of our group here. I wanted to open up all the mics here to everybody. We're going into our second segment. And I also have to thank congratulate Laura Wirtz and Greg Fanslow from ID6List.com on their wedding, which I will remind someone in the engineer booth to call us a car so we can get there on time. they are getting married today on Sunday. The weather has cleared up for them. Thank the Lord. Will.
Yes.
Open up this forum. We have everybody here. Can you not too esoteric stuff?
Sure.
But
sure.
Something about Tertulia, something that pertains to cork buzz, something that pertains to the morning after that we can kind of talk about.
I don't know if you guys want to chime in on. I haven't been to cork buzz yet, which is kind
shame.
Of. I know. I'm
shame on you. Will.
So behind.
You
so behind.
Been to Tertulia a bunch. I looked at the list, and it's crazy. I mean, you're doing stuff that not a lot of people do. You pour 89 Cantamaro by the glass for $52 a glass. You pour...
Yeah, I guess what do you do
white,
if you somebody know, comes like, in? And so anyone who's listening, like, you know, when you open a bottle of wine, there's a specific life that it has. So if you have high-end guests that come in and order one glass of it, what do you do with the rest of it?
Drink it if it goes before it goes bad. Very important.
But that plays into your whole
quality
idea of
control.
But that's perfect. That plays into your whole idea of this like Andy Warhol factory where everything or like art is feeding off of art and pushing forward towards some, you know, main goal.
Yeah, sometimes, I mean, if we have a wine that we're not going to sell, we'll just give it to people in the industry.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you got to try this.
Yeah.
You know, 89 Bordeaux, and here, try this 1990 California Cabernet and
absolutely
see the difference.
Let's focus on Tertullia for a second, because I remember I saw Seamus gave out a shout out to... were you guys roasting a whole lamb recently from a specific farm?
Yeah, we have been bringing in for the past couple of weeks about two lambs every week, two whole lambs, spring lambs, about 16 weeks old, from a farm in Vermont of a very good friend that Seamus grew up with.
And he gives him a shout out. And
yeah, do you guys- his name is Ben, and the name of the farm is... Tamarack Tunis.
Yeah. Anyone that wants to really get the link or anything, just follow at Seamus Mullen.
Yeah,
they can
exactly.
Find he tweets about it all the time.
We do it on Facebook. And it's been really cool because each night we're featuring a different part of the lamb, or we were doing a lamb sausage with the parts. It's been amazing. So, and
who are you guys up against for the James Beard?
We are up against Next in Chicago. We are up against Issa.
Next, I'll take Corporation Steve Jobs opened 15 years ago.
We are up against Issa in Williamsburg.
All right, fair enough.
Which I will say I had a very delicious meal at a few weeks ago.
All right, doing the political thing. I like that. Next.
No, seriously, a delicious, delicious meal.
Okay.
I still think we'll win. But then there is AQ in San Fran. And
oh, yes, I'll take cool restaurants from 1988.
And there is one in D.C. that, for the life of me, the name will not stick in my head. It starts
I'll
with
take
an
a
F
restaurant,
and that's it.
I'll take a restaurant possibly opened by Jose Andreas.
I was talking to Seamus a couple days ago, and we were talking. We're feeling really good. Like, we're feeling really positive.
Are you going to be there?
Yes.
Okay, so are you going to be red carpet?
I got to find the right dress first, I guess.
We're waiting for clearance on PR stuff, but I might be the Ryan Seacrest at the red carpet there.
That would be really cool.
So please, if you can give me, you know, don't throw any powder on me like Sacha Baron Cohen did.
I promise.
So we might be there. Please give us a little extra time
in
between, E.T. Entertainment Tonight and what's that other stupid thing?
I'll make sure to stop first to see you.
Fair enough. So let's get serious again. COO of a restaurant.
Yes.
Sounds very broad. But what is that exactly? Does it mean
you? That's a very formal title. I don't usually. Jessie asked me, and I told her.
We're all about
titles.
Jessie knows I'm all about titles. We're all about titles.
I usually go by manager/controller. It's a combination of things of being on the floor, being a manager on the floor. I guess the biggest part is I do all the finances for the company. I worked with Seamus at his past project, and Seamus, myself, Gil, the general manager there, as well as Seamus's brother Nils, are kind of the partners, the operating partners.
Yeah.
Outside investors we have as well. But so we're the operating partners. We all kind of have different skill sets, which is why it works so well together. So a little bit of everything. I mean, I do a little bit of, I'm on the floor and I'm also behind the scenes.
We asked to get some of this paperwork over, and can you tell me about this line item here? It says miscellaneous expense, $10,000. No. But for anyone who's listening that just goes into a restaurant at a 5 o'clock or Florida reservation, I'm sorry, 8 o'clock on a Friday night and hangs out and just realizes like they turn ovens on and stuff. There's a ton of stuff that goes on.
Yes.
Meaning, you know, grease trap cleanings, the non-glamorous side of the restaurant that you deal with, and you deal with people, and then, you know, you can't be there 24 hours a day, so there needs to be one person that kind of unifies all the managers.
We all do so much, and we all have so many different roles. It's been an incredible experience. I've been, you know, with Seamus from kind of his inception till this opened, and now 8 months in, and it's an incredible team, and I think it again works because we all have great different skill sets, and we all know each other's weaknesses and strengths. And
Laura's doing. You guys are doing food over there, right?
Yeah, for sure. We have a full menu.
What are you guys doing? Roasting any lambs recently, or what's going on over there? No, I know you guys have a more limited menu because of space and stuff like that, right? Or not? I mean, I don't know.
We have.
What do I know?
Pretty in depth menu. It's shareable, small plates. I mean, not quite tapas, but. But certainly a plate will be for two people, but we encourage sharing. So you
tapas being 0.5 and not small being 0.75.
Maybe a little more than that.
Okay. So like just under a person portion.
I think one plate will definitely, could share for two people.
Okay. Awesome.
But it's meant to go with wine, so we encourage sharing. We have about 45 wines by the glass, so we want you to order a couple different plates and share them so that you can try a number of different wines as well.
And the chef in the kitchen this time?
Or? She's awesome. Her name is Haiyan Yi. She worked at Le Bernardin and Danielle. She's just super. Her first executive chef job, she's killing it. She's a pleasure to be around. She's such a great friend. She's really fun.
This is an amazing...
Yay, lady executive chef, by the way.
Yeah, well, no. And the thing we pride ourselves here at The Morning After is such a... the same thing. You have an amazing female staff and everything. And this is not one of those things where it's like, this is on purpose. This is what we're doing. No, this happens to be the best talent in the industry, and this is where they're going.
Yeah.
I saw on there's a photograph of...
All of us ladies.
Yeah, it seems like the facts of life.
The leaders of the company.
It seemed like a facts of life photo.
We like to
Who's Mrs. Garrett? That's what I want to know. Let's take one more break. We're gonna come back, and we're gonna what was it? We're pumping. Oh, we're gonna wish happiness to Laura Wirtz at her wedding. Matthew Bourgeois, what's going on over there? Are you on Facebook?
I'm tweeting over here.
Okay, fair enough. The morning after.
When you left, everything went left. Still got some things. If you wanna play
too. Who's that, R. Kelly?
It's The Dream.
The Dream. Oh, who's that? Jack, Jack, what's up with Knife Show? Isn't that your party that you do?
Knife Show is...
That's a show? Well, what's the party you do on Friday nights? I was talking about it with at Surf Beaver. Matthew Bourgeois, put your headphones on. Remember I was telling you about Jack's show he does on Fridays?
Yes.
Well, Jack, what is that? That, right? DJ's that, yeah. Well, Jack, what is it?
It's called Full Service, and I perform with the group Knife Show.
Knife Show.
Knife okay. Show, yeah.
Awesome. Jesse Kiefer, you want to tap into that mic and say one little toast here before we...
Yeah. I just wanted to wish Laura Wirtz all the happiest hot jobs of the years. If that makes any sense. Congratulations.
Mazel tov to you, Laura Wirtz. And babe, if you're in the studio, can you please call Bushwick Cars? Because we have to head to that wedding. I don't know the number there. But we're going to come back. We're going to start the room with at Surf Beer for Matthew Bourgeois, social media today with his lovely friend behind him. I forgot your name.
Samantha.
Oh, speaking of 80s sitcoms, Samantha, Mona. Okay. Matthew,
yes,
what's
sir.
Going on?
Not much. I'm just tweeting out
all right,
there.
You're traveling all around the world. Quick
yep,
plug.
Been
and
quite
we're
busy.
On.
I was in Olympia, Washington for a little while.
Great.
Las Vegas, California, okay. And down in Florida.
For what? Were you just...
And then in Vegas, actually, Samantha and I met each other in Vegas.
But you're in the photo industry. You work mm-hmm. at B&H and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So. But you eat out a lot and you...
Always.
Kind of, okay, cool. Any sort of memorable things we should remember?
Yeah, there's a few great restaurants. Actually, there was a bar down in Washington, D.C. I went to not too long ago, Church Key.
Is it owned by Jose Andreas?
I'm not sure the owner, but the one of the most impressive beer selections I've seen in a long time.
Fair enough, and you're a beer guy.
I'm a beer guy.
Let's pass towards, the torch here to our friend Will. Will, any
sure.
You're selling your boat, your houseboat?
I'm selling my houseboat.
Okay.
It's a total fiasco. I just came. I'm still wearing a suit from a wedding I went to yesterday.
Awesome. Pass the torch.
And I'd like to
pass the cabassier, as I like to say.
Congratulate some people that
Angela and Jude, Angela Rosano, Jude Killery. They're lifelong restaurant people from Cheska and Bar Chibo up in the Upper West, and total sweethearts. So that was pretty amazing.
It's a small industry we work in here. And, what
just
else?
One more, because I saw my buddy, if you're ever in New Bedford, Massachusetts, go to Destination Soups. My buddy Devin was just in town. Total sweetheart from New York, but opened up a little soup cafe in New Bedford of all places. So.
That's awesome. That was the original La Whaling City, I believe.
Absolutely.
Yes, and that's where the home place of Sid Wainer and Sons is, anyone who buys produce here in New York City. Let's move on to Pam
yes.
Stubbs.
Yes, I'm gonna do the plug.
There's a new book coming out that we all should buy. Myself and Jesse Kiefer saw it about 10 months ago.
There is. Seamus Mullins' book, first cookbook. Official cookbook is coming out on Tuesday. It's called Hero Foods.
Okay, can you talk about, because I was confused, what Hero Foods means?
Hero Foods means, so for anyone who knows, Seamus was diagnosed quite some time ago with rheumatoid arthritis and has found over the course of time there are certain foods that, as he has said, he doesn't believe the food can cure illness, but it can certainly make you feel better, and it has some therapeutic qualities. So Seamus highlights some foods in the book that have helped him and that he believes to be therapeutic foods. Anything from anchovies, there's almonds in there, mushrooms, I believe, are one of them. And it's a beautiful, not only is it an informative book.
Very well illustrated.
Gorgeous, gorgeous photos by his very good friend Colin, who's now in California. But check it out. It's going to be sold in bookstores and Amazon, and it's beautiful.
But the interesting about that whole story is why the whole book came about was the idea of like how people in New York City especially overwork themselves and kind of get burnt out.
Exactly. I mean, especially being, and we all know how hard chefs work and how many hours a day that they work. And for someone who does have, it is a chronic illness. It's something that's not necessarily going to go away. He deals with it on a daily basis, and these are foods that have helped him, and you know, he wants to kind of show people the quality of food. Great ingredients can help you also feel better and be healthy as well as be delicious. So,
and if I wanted to get a reservation at Tertulia, what's the usual best time? Should I just call you directly or
depends what day of the week. If you're coming on a Friday or Saturday, I suggest 5:30 and when we open.
The Boca Raton reservation.
Yeah, we don't do reservations. So, or I suggest getting a large group of people, six or more, chef's menu, $55 per person. Awesome.
The table in the back.
And it's an amazing way to eat at Tertulia because everything is meant to be shared there. So it's, you know, why not share it with six or more of your best friends?
Fair enough. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Young lady, Cork Buzz, where other than Guga Muga, where you better come to the tent,
yes,
to the Ralph Macchio tent and hang out.
I'll be there.
Okay.
Well, my shout out is inspired by Tertulia. My best friend owns an amazing wine shop in the East Village. It's called Tinto Fino.
Yes.
Great Spanish wine.
She was my. She taught me about Tempranillo at the Andrew Bell
the ASA, yeah. Her name is Karen Auth, so definitely go on this rainy Sunday and ask for Karen at Tinto Fino. Drink some Spanish wine and think of Tertulia.
Kiefer, I know we've been having trouble getting her on the show, but now she has to do the show since we've acknowledged her three times.
I've got her.
You know what? I'm going to call on air. I'm going to, since I don't know anyone has called for Bushwick car service, I'm going to call on air and try to get our cab ready to go here. Hold on.
Jason, where is this wedding that you're going to? Is it in Brooklyn?
Why is that coming up?
It's actually on the canal, isn't it?
Is it? I was just curious.
Is anyone? What's going on? Oh, it ended. Redial. Jack, are we plugged in here? I'm calling on. Hey, how's it going? I'm at Roberta's. Can I get a car?
Where are you?
It was a 282 Moore Street, corner of.
261.
261.
5 minutes, okay.
261 Moore Street. Yeah, I'm going to Laura Wirtz's wedding.
282?
Moore Street, Bush. Yes, Roberta's.
Bogart.
I'm going at corner of Bogart. I'm going to Laura Wirtz's wedding.
All right, 5 to 7 minutes, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, cool. On that note, I want to thank all of our guests today. This is The Morning After. I'm Jason Colucci. Tune in next week where our good friend Arthur Schwartz, former radio host, will tell us all about everything. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.